Mr. President, first of all, my delegation would like to congratulate you on your election as a president. We will fully cooperate with you to bring our meeting to a success through common efforts. AP2 contains detailed and appropriate provisions on the use, transfer, clearance, and destruction of different types of landmines, takes into account humanitarian concerns and legitimate needs of national defense for various countries in a balanced manner, and has played a positive role in addressing humanitarian concerns caused by the landmines. At the same time, in the new situation, the Convention is faced with many new challenges. The universality of the Protocol remains to be further increased. The realization of its principles and purposes is still an arduous task. Mr. President, the Chinese government attaches great importance to the implementation of the Protocol, faithfully implements various obligations under the Protocol, submits national implementation reports on time. Last year, with huge human and material input, China has solidly advanced the implementation work in various fields with positive results. The Chinese military organized workshops on implementation to facilitate sharing of experience and technology among various bodies, actively conducted research projects such as regulations on the training and the use of dogs for mine detection, and the environmental impact of post-war demining methods, have continued construction of technical laboratories for implementation and continuously improved technical basis for implementation. In the field of development of demining equipment, China has intensified research in this area. Technologies such as mine detection with drones, remote mine clearance by unmanned vehicles, and destruction of mines with laser are increasingly mature and have been applied to the work of implementation. Our military organized training on knowledge about AP2 implementation for 390 officers and have used the teaching system for AP2 implementation to provide remote service for raising awareness on implementation within the military. While actively advancing our national implementation, China still is firmly committed to international humanitarian demining assistance. In 1998, with donations of funds and equipment, training projects, on-site guidance, the Chinese government has provided assistance to over 40 countries in Asia, Africa, Latin America, and ASEAN members, as well as intergovernmental international organizations amounting to 100 million RMB. This year, China has provided a batch of demining equipment and assistance material for victims in Cambodia and Laos, and donated $200,000 to ASEAN's Mine Action Center to help ASEAN countries' capacity building for mine clearance. Mr. President, we attach importance to the issue of IEDs and support discussion on the issue under the framework of AP2, and is willing to conduct useful exchange of experience and cooperation with UNMAS and other parties. In the past year, we have actively conducted research and translation of UN IED disposal standards, have improved regulation control over explosive devices, and have strengthened hard on various kinds of illegally manufactured explosive devices. We believe the establishment of the database and standards for best practice have positive significance for improving control and prevention of IED, yet in practice, it's necessary to follow the principle of step-by-step progress and the voluntary implementation to avoid additional burdens for state parties. Mr. President, at present, dozens of countries in the world are still affected by mines, which seriously threaten the life and property of people concerned, economic development, and post-war reconstruction of these countries. We are willing to work with all parties to actively conduct international cooperation, to continue improving coordination and cooperation with all parties, to advance work in all fields related to the implementation of AP2, to continuously increase the universality of the Protocol in order to make unremitting efforts to the reduction of harm to civilians caused by landmines in the world. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.